listen again on the hour when VM, the voice of music, brings you NBC Monitor News.
Just leave your dial monitor here at Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Know that the business of safety features on cars is a pretty lively issue these days. Our guest, coming up in about 3 minutes, feels we should worry about good brakes first, then pad the ashtrays. Kellum's Ork Encore.
Hi ho, hey hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Soon.
We're talking about the current emphasis on automobile safety features with the editor of Car and Driver magazine, Mr. Leon Mandel. Mr. Mandel, shouldn't cars be built so that when you have a collision, the car will protect you somewhat?
That's the so-called second collision theory, which says that there are always two collisions in every collision. The first of the car with another car, and the second of the passenger with his own car, within his own car. And that's surely valid. I'm suggesting here that all of these are after the fact, that you can avoid the collision in some cases in the first place, and that you should be able to avoid the collision, both by design features in the car and by your own ability.
Mm-hmm. But what do I do when I'm going along at 55 miles an hour on a fairly narrow road and the man coming toward me will say has a heart attack, which immediately eliminates all his knowledge? Now, all I know is I'm not to hit a car coming toward me. I'll hit anything else.
You bet.
But still, I'm going to end up with a fence post or
fine.
A tree.
This is very likely one of those situations in which you cannot avoid anything.
But then I want the car to take care of me.
And the car should take care of you. And the car should be padded, and you should have a restraint system of one kind or another in it, and you should be using it. Cars probably shouldn't be able to start unless the restraint system is fitted. And I mean by that, preferably a three-point harness.
Yeah, right across the chest.
Right across the chest.
Okay, what do you mean when you say the most difficult car to drive is usually driven by the person least capable of handling it?
Well, there are a number of examples, and probably the example that will strike home in the cruelest fashion is the station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
By nature of the design of the station wagon, and of course by its social virtues, it is driven by suburban housewives, and it's driven in short trips. And its design, because it has so much mass in back, tends to make it, and I'm very sorry to be technical here, but I don't know any way out. It tends to make the rear end yaw. That's the simplest way that I can say it.
Weave from side to side.
Weave from side to side. In a passing situation, with a young mother and her kids in the car, if it has to be a quick pass on a road, and she has to pull in quickly because there's a truck coming up over a hill, the car will begin to oscillate. And that's because there's so much stuff out back there over and behind the rear wheels. And by the nature of the oscillation, and this is the simple physics of the matter, there are occasions in which the oscillations will magnify once they begin. And I don't think that suburban housewives are particularly able drivers. I don't think anyone is a particularly able driver, the average guy, the average lady.
Yeah, and if you tuned in late, oscillate simply means, in the case of a car, to wiggle.
Yeah, exactly.
And once it begins to wiggle, the wiggles grow.
And the wiggles can put you on your head, and that hurts.
Is drunken driving as much a cause of accidents as faulty car design?
I think it's much more. Surely drunken driving is number one on a list of most wanted criminals in pursuing the contributions to death on the highway.
Yes, I imagine that one of the ways to stop drunken driving is electrocution. Do you realize you'd only have to electrocute one guy? Word would get out, and that would stop it.
You put me in a tough position. I don't know whether to advocate that or not. What happens in flying? Flying has solved that problem quite easily, haven't they?
Oh, yes. If you're drunk and you fly, you kill yourself. So that's the end of that.
Right. But somehow or other, within flyers, within the group of people who fly airplanes, there is an esprit de corps or an understanding of the equipment or a pride in the ability to handle the equipment that doesn't allow a pilot to drink.
They wouldn't think of it.
He wouldn't think of it. Absolutely not.
No.
And drivers should feel much the same way.
Our guest has been Leon Mandel, editor of Car and Driver magazine and its yearbook. And I want to thank you very much, Mr. Mandel, for talking with us and giving us some very valuable opinions.
Thank you, sir.
15 minutes past the hour, you are on the Monitor Beacon.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Leave the breakfast dishes and get the kids off to school early tomorrow. Why? Macy's store-wide spring sale starts with floor after floor of sales tomorrow at Macy's. Care enough to help relieve the anxiety of a deserted young mother? Well, now's the time. Help make miracles. Give to the New York Catholic Charity.
Jealousy. A good way to get rid of everything you're afraid of losing. Kind of an apt definition. I think Dr. Joyce Brothers would agree from a psychologist's point of view. Dr. Brothers will give us her views in about 7 minutes. Meantime, music. This is new by John Davidson. Visions of Sugar Plums.
When I want to drop out of reality, I cop out to the memory of things that you and I did. My mind is a projection, throwing dreams of recollection on a cinerama screen inside my eyelids. And visions of sugar plums race in my head. And I drinking yesterday's wine. As soon the morning sun of today will touch my bed and burst the pretty bubble in my mind. Now my eyes are open. open, and the missing dreams are broken by the lips of one mistake I made a while back. I took her in place of you, so when I need a taste of you, I look into my mind and see you smile back. And is it the sugar plums racing my head? You and I be yesterday's wine, but soon the morning sun of today will touch my head and burst the pretty bubble in my mind. And visions of sugar plums race through my head. You and I drinking yesterday's wine, but soon the morning sun of today will catch my head and burst the pretty bubble in my mind.
If you were a cat, you'd be purring about the news announcing the 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest. Sponsored by Kitty Pan, America's most popular cat litter. 36 regional winners selected from every part of the country will receive appropriate recognition and prizes. All will be eligible to be crowned the All-American Glamour Kitty. Six finalists, selected by the judges, will fly in luxurious comfort aboard Eastern Airlines to attend an exciting 7-day, expense-paid pageant vacation at the fabulous Hotel Fontainebleau in Miami Beach, the well-known Fontainebleau. You and your cat will become celebrities of the feline world and share in $1 million worth of memories. The lucky pageant winner will be crowned with a jeweled tiara and mink-trimmed cape designed by Morris Goodman and Associates of New York. Doesn't your cat deserve his or her moment in the sun? No pedigree required to enter. You fill out the official entry blank found in specially marked bags of Kitty Pan cat litter on sale in supermarkets and wherever pet supplies are sold. Decision of the judges will be final. The contest ends April 29th. Void where taxed or prohibited.
Meow.
Claudine Longet and the currently popular Love is Blue.
Mon cœur.
think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family Vitamin Insurance from Miles Laboratories.
Next on Monitor, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Are you often tortured by the green-eyed monster, jealousy? Do you think that's because women can't be trusted to be true? Or, if you're a woman, that men are easily led astray? Or do you just feel that it's part of being in love, the unhappy-making part? Well, that authority on love, Theodore Wright, says you're wrong on both counts. Your jealousy has little to do with whether or not the person you love is true, and less to do with love itself. It was there inside you before love walked into your life, and like most monsters, it came from your childhood and lives in your fantasy. The only way that your jealousy is related to love is that it springs from the same source your love does, a feeling of inadequacy. You fall in love because you're dissatisfied with yourself. You may be the most desirable person in the world, but if, in childhood, you learn to doubt this, then you may continue to do so. You'll compare yourself unfavorably with everyone your loved one might have loved, and finally select someone he knows now that you are sure he should prefer. Without consulting him, you assume that this is his choice. In subtle ways, you call his attention to his rival's charm. At the same time, you keep showing him your own worst faults by making jealous scenes and acting like a shrew. The very fact that he loves you inclines him to take your evaluation of both your rival and yourself. When, following your directions, he falls in love with the other woman that you've really picked for him, spare your tears. You, after all, were the matchmaker. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
That's a cruel thought. You go through the terrible misery of being jealous and wind up a little old matchmaker. Dr. Brothers is right, of course, and she's one of our regulars. But it's kind of hard sometimes to hear about the many ways a poison can go wrong. See the car that's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like hidden headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford. And keep up with the latest music. Something new by Bert Kempfert, a new arrangement, that is, of The Sheik of Araby. Thank you. monitor takes a break for NBC stations Coast to Coast. In Pocatello, Idaho, we're heard on KSEI.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Smith inviting you to join me when I visit Monitor later today, right here on NBC Radio.
Wetson's newest addition to their family of hamburger restaurants is now open in Brooklyn on Flatbush Avenue, corner of Avenue U.
And the latest by Trinidad Lopez.
Sally used to carry my books to school. Sally was a good old girl. She helped me with my homework because I was a fool. Sally was a good old girl. If I wanted a kiss or a little bit of squeeze, she was always willing to do her best to please. The girls made to love and not to tease. Sally was a good old girl. Whoa, Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. Aha! Now her folks were poor and she helped what she could. Sally was a good old girl. She was the hardest working girl in the neighborhood. Sally was a good old girl. Yay! She walked up and down the street all day, selling neckties to the ones who'd pay. If you didn't have the money, she would give them away. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a flower child. Man, oh man, she was wild. No matter what the regrets, she gave me her best. Sally was a good old girl. She was the favorite with all of the men. Sally was a good old girl. And all of the other girls despised her then. Sally was a good old girl. Did you believe me that Sally never minded? She never cared. She kept on working and doing her share. She wound up married to a millionaire. Sally was a good old girl. Well, 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 Sally was a good old girl. Sally was a good old girl. Yes, no matter what the regret, she did be her best. Sally was a good old girl.
People of South Asia are one-fourth of mankind. The outlook for its 748 million people is a gloomy one, according to the Swedish economist Gunnar Myrdal. Or would you rather hear Patti Page?
It's knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold. That for you my door stays open and our love becomes a simple two-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and songs and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and you were gone, I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. The shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now, I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard. And laying down my hairbrush, I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Has this ever happened to you? You're driving along, and then the monotony of driving gets you down. You're droopy. You've got the driving drowsiness, and that could be dangerous. Well, fight back. Pull over and take No-Doze. It's got the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Now then, since you keep bothering me about the people of South Asia, we were saying when I so awkwardly interrupted myself, having skipped a page, you think this is all ad-lib, don't you? Only the mistakes are ad-libbed. So, we were about to mention the name of the Swedish economist Gunnar Myrdal, or we did, who has spent a decade studying 11 Asian nations from India to the Philippines, and his findings have been termed blunt, frank, and disturbing. It has been predicted by some and hoped by many that his findings will have an important effect on development here and in Asia. Professor Myrdal was interviewed for Monitor by Edwin Newman, NBC News.
Professor Myrdal, you've spent 10 years on and off on the study of South Asia, so maybe I'm a little bit foolish to ask you for your main conclusion, but I know that you think that the approach to development in these poorer countries in South Asia, by us and by them, is wrong. You're saying that foreign aid is really not the key to this problem.
Well, I think it's very important as a marginal thing. But the really important things are of quite another character, and they must be done out there by them.
For instance, Dr. Myrdal.
Well, they need to reform their educational system, and it's not a question only of getting more children into the schools. The main thing is to reform the direction of education. Education now is directed towards giving a badge for not doing manual work, which is an absolutely anti-development force there. They will have to do that themselves, and then you have all the other things which they will have to do. They will have to break up the rigid and inegalitarian social stratification, including caste in India, but there are many other things. They will have to have land reforms. By that I mean changing the relation between man and land, not necessarily by distributing the land, but they must change that so that the toiler has a possibility and a motive for producing more.
Well,
we cannot do that.
Well, to be concrete about it, you're saying they need a new attitude toward work, and something must be done to break up the inegalitarian society.
That's right.
And people who work on the land must be given some incentive by which...
That's right.
You mean they must have the hope of owning land someday?
Of getting some profit out of it. The poor sharecropper in Asia, he gets only 40-50% of the gross crop, and he's very poor. He has very little reason why he should work more.
What else has to be done? What about religion? Does that stand in the way?
Religion, as we deal with it, I'm always astonished when I see how many conclusions the social scientists draw from Buddhism and Hinduism. Religion on a popular level is just a system of rites and of taboos which is keeping up old-fashioned traditional social stratification.
Does it hold them back then?
Yes, sure.
Now, what, if anything, can be done about that, or what should be done about it? How do you go about dealing with the problem?
Education can mean a lot. I mean, if it's the right type of education, bringing people out of superstition and taboos, as education has been doing in our countries.
Dr. Myrdala, did you come out of this study optimistic at all about the future?
My friend, I despise the words optimism and pessimism.
Yes.
The scholar's duty is to be a realist.
Yes.
And when you are a realist here, you see, as I said, that we've been living in a fool's paradise. The picture is very much darker than anybody, most people have seen earlier. This does not mean that I'm a defeatist, just the opposite. But it means that you must have very, if you like to say, radical, big reforms, mainly carried out by these countries themselves, because it's not our job. Surely we should, however, be prepared to help them with capital and with food, which is necessary.
Thank you very much, Dr. Myrdal. This is Edwin Newman, NBC News.
The Swedish economist Gunnar Myrdal, discussing some of the findings of a 10-year study of South Asia he made for the 20th Century Fund, which made his report public just this week. Now, here's a special report from NBC News. The seven nations which make up the London gold pool voted today to set up a two-price system to stifle wild speculative buying of gold. They did so by agreeing not to supply gold to the London or any other gold market. This will mean an increase in the price of gold to private speculators, but the central bankers from the seven nations agreed to maintain the price of $35 an ounce for transactions involving central banks and international monetary authorities.
You think you're right, and then you see the light. Those better ideas come forward. Those better ideas come forward. See the light, see the light, see the light.
See the light. See the car that's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like hidden headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Watch the little faces so
latest by the Lettermen. In approximately 45 minutes from now on NBC Radio, Meet the Press, whose guest is Senator Robert F. Kennedy. That's at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time on NBC Radio.
From Champion Island speaking. I wish all my friends in America, especially my cousins in New York, a very happy St. Patrick's Day. You're on the Monitor, Beacon.
WNBC, New York.
Call your babysitter right away. Why? Macy's store-wide spring sale starts tomorrow. Sales, sales, and more sales. Just in time for spring. Starts tomorrow at Macy's.
Hi, I'm Elena Pinella of the Letter from Lee Show. Are you a young gal just out of high school faced with a decision about your future? The Women's Army Corps can help you make the right decision. As a member of the Women's Army Corps, you can receive training in such fields as medical and personnel administration. Your local Army recruiter has all the details. Visit him soon.
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio. Mel Allen with all the sports news in 4 minutes. A song for Sadie, Johnny Farnham.
Sadie, the cleaning lady, with just a scrubbing brush and a pail of water, wrapped her fingers to the bone for the life she had at home, providing at the same time for her daughter. Ah, Sadie, the cleaning lady, her aching knees not getting any younger, while her red detergent hands have for years not felt a man's, and time would find her heart expired of hunger. Scrub your floors, do your chores, dear old Sadie, looks as though you cleaning lady, her aching knees not getting any younger.
In 1 moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by One A Day and Chox, vitamin insurance for the whole family.
If you think your family is getting enough of the right foods, you'll be surprised at a new government report on nutrition. It indicates that 50%, Yes, 50% of American families studied have diets that fall below the recommended levels in one or more vitamins or other nutrients. 20% of the diets are rated poor, below two-thirds of the recommended levels. The most common vitamin shortages are in vitamin A and vitamin C. Diets are worse now than a decade ago. Both rich and poor are choosing the wrong foods. Maybe you are too. So why not take out some vitamin insurance? Give your family one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Or if your children like the chewy kind, give them Chox chewable vitamins. Both supply vitamin A and vitamin C, plus all the other vitamins you normally need to take. Start your day with one-a-day or Chox. Family vitamin insurance from Miles Laboratories.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Dan Sykes burst out of pro golf's biggest logjam Sunday, firing a 66 for a one-stroke victory over charging Tom Weisskopf in a pressure-packed showdown for the $115,000 Citrus Open Championship. 36-year-old golfer lawyer from Jacksonville birdied the 15th hole to take the lead for good and collect a $23,000 first-place payoff with a 72-hole total of 274, 14 strokes under par. Weisskopf, the rangy Ohio youngster who added $13,800 to his earnings, which already were the best on this current pro tour, also fired a closing 66 on the par 72 Rio Pinar course for a 275 in second place. Jack Nicklaus, who held at least a share of the lead through the first three rounds, fell two strokes behind when he bogeyed the 14th hole and never caught up. He closed with a 68 for a 276 total worth $8,625. The top three finishers broke away from the pack on the back nine after five players were deadlocked at one time with 10 under par totals, and 10 players were within one shot of the lead in the early going. How about that? The Aspen Cup Giant Slalom was won by 21-year-old Austrian Reinhard Tritcher on his first international tour after being plagued by injuries the past few seasons. Second was Switzerland's Duming Giovanelli, America's Billy Kidd third, and fourth, Jean-Claude Killy. The Giant Slalom doesn't count in the World Cup race and thus does not affect Jean-Claude Killy's commanding lead in almost certain total victory. Billy Kidd, who got the Roche Cup yesterday for best combined finish downhill and slalom, picked up points in the World Cup standings, which are based on season-long achievements in International Ski Federation events. On the distaff side, Canada's Nancy Green, defending women's champion, a Roche Cup winner too in the downhill and slalom, she ought to extend her World Cup lead very easily. Today completed a sweep as she won the Giant Slalom in 126.02, beating Marielle Guichel and Rosie Mittermeier. A National Hockey League result, Minnesota beat Detroit 5-1. In the NBA, Baltimore 147, Boston 139, New York 130, San Francisco 104. In the ABA, Kentucky 115, Anaheim 107. And on the exhibition front in baseball, Washington beat Atlanta 9-3, Boston 3, St. Louis 2. The Red Sox and the Cardinals getting together again. The Yankees 3, Los Angeles Dodgers 1. Oakland 3, the Mets 2. Cincinnati 7, Baltimore 5. Detroit 8, Chicago White Sox 4. Houston 7, Minnesota 6. And Pittsburgh shut out Philadelphia 5-0. San Francisco 4, the Chicago Cubs 1. Houston's great Alvin Hayes, who confides he's really 6'9½" and not 6'8", was voted today by newsmen as the most valuable player of the NCAA Midwest Regional Basketball Tournament. And everybody now is looking ahead to Friday night with Al Cinder, Lou first name, against the Big E, Hayes, as the defending champion NCAA team UCLA goes against number one ranked Houston in the basketball game of the year. That's it, Henry. This is Mel Allen. For more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. Now, a word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Here's a letter from a guy who says, Phil, you said that State Farm Fire and Casualty offers big home insurance protection and fast claim service at low cost. I thought all home insurance costs were more or less the same. That's right, sir. They are, more or less. With most companies, you pay more. With State Farm, usually less.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Mel Allen will return with more of the hot sports news. Like to remind you racing fans that Monitor will cover the Sebring 12-hour Grand Prix of Endurance in Florida next Saturday. There'll be direct reports throughout the day from Sebring. Guess the name of that one, so I'll tell you, it's Bubbles Was a Cheerleader by Pat Williams. Some real news coming up on NBC Monitor News on the Hour, so...
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
Prepare a casserole for tomorrow's supper now. Why? Macy's store-wide spring sale starts tomorrow. Sales, sales, and more sales just in time for spring starts tomorrow at Macy's. With the help of the New York Philanthropic League, thousands of physically handicapped children have been able to grow up as other boys and girls do, to be successful, happy men and women. You can help this generation of handicapped children. When your league volunteer calls, please give as generously as you can.
Sports page, front page, entertainment page. The Bill Mazur Show turns from one main event of the day to another. This is Bill Mazur inviting you to join me as the men who are news make news on my program. Weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. Here's John Masterman.